Well, Joe, our man down into the fray tomorrow afternoon. What's the mood like in the Orchard County?
Well, I'm well on the outside at this moment in time, but, you know, typically it's a local derby. I was in Newry during the week. Everybody wanted to talk about football. I hope they're as generous on Monday morning. But no, a local derby, and that's mouth-watering, so everybody's looking forward to it.
And I suppose there's no great secret about it. Both sides have fallen from dizzy heights over the last 10 years or so.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's right. But a run in the championship, you know, and all that's forgotten. You know, I just hope tomorrow night both teams go out and, you know, they have attacking players, and especially ourselves. We having a good attacking forward lane, so I'm hoping that we are a wee bit more direct and get it in there, and if we do, hopefully that could be the difference in winning and losing.
Yeah, because you must be scratching your head after the Division 3 league campaign, and we have to remind people that Armagh are in Division 3. I think you scored something like 15 goals and you still ended up staying in the division.
Yeah, well, I suppose the worst thing that you can do is a couple of big scores and then you think you're happy, and then you can be caught, and that's what happened. In fairness, I enjoyed watching the National League. Bar some of the results, the way we played a more direct type of football, and it was pleasing on the eye. And as I said, there was a lot of scores, but we were very vulnerable at the back, and that certainly is a worry. It was a worry, and maybe could be a worry tomorrow again.
Yeah, because I suppose the one thing that Down teams have over the last few years, or over the last maybe 10, 15 years, is good forward lines. Their defence seems to be their Achilles heel.
Yeah. In fairness, Down, I used to remember the great Sean O'Neill. He says, hit them early, hit them late. That means as soon as the ball's thrown in, you know, Down always got a couple of scores early on, settle the team and set the trend for the rest of the day. But, you know, unfortunately, this defensive game, you might call it, has taken some of that away. But I'm hoping tomorrow that we will see two teams that will want to go out and go for it, and certainly, I think we have the firepower if we get the ball in early.
Yeah, because in fairness, Armagh under Kieran McGeaney had been playing a very defensive game, but in fairness, he's been converted like St. Paul on the road to Damascus. He went for a long game, more direct game in the league.
Yeah, and certainly it paid off, but you know, and we had a lot of bad luck, you know, during the league. The goal and the penalty in the last minute against Sligo robbed us of a game that we were comfortable in. You know, we played exceptionally well against Loud. We're playing awful well against Tipperary and just closed the eyes the last two or three minutes and lost it. So there was a lot of positives, but unfortunately, the last result sort of left us in Division 3, which is disappointing, because these young team that he has, a lot of the players would have improved immensely in Division 2 next year. And now, you know, I couldn't guarantee we'd get out of Division 3 next year.
Because a lot of that team, like the Stephen Campbells, the Jimmy Clarks, the Charlie Vernons, you know, we saw them giving Donegal a fright a couple of years ago was it a playoff or a quarter-final in Croke Park?
Yeah, it was a quarter-final, and played good football that day and were unlucky. You know, there's only a score in it at the end, you know, and we thought we were on the app, and unfortunately we went backwards a wee bit. But there is a lot of new faces, there is optimism, and nothing would give a team and a county a bigger lift than beating your local rivals, and hopefully, I'm confident enough from what I see of the team that's out there, that we have the forwards to do it. But once again, we have to get the ball in early.
And talk to me about team selections. Look at Down first. What do you make of them?
Yeah, well, the Down, all the word all week, and this is one thing I'd hope I wouldn't do. Down all week, we've heard about men injured, men not only having 14, 15 men at training, and that's the worst thing that AMA people can believe. We have to worry about ourselves. Down will have 15 fit players on the field. They'll have a few subs. They'll have a few surprises of men that weren't supposed to play. They will be up for it, and it's what we do. But in Down, they have four or five players. Kevin McKiernan's been there a long time. Young Jared McGovern from Bourne, I've seen him playing this year for his club and his county over the last few years, and he's back in there for a few injured players that are out, and he's a good defender. Aidan Carr, there's a question mark over him. You know, he's so versatile, you can play him in a number of places. But, you know, the halves going forwards, Barry O'Hagan, Ryan Johnston, and Darryl O'Hanlon, who has been playing in the half-back lane, you know, he causes a big threat. He's been the star for Kilcoo this last 5 or 6 years. So he's one man that our man needs to nullify and make sure that he doesn't get going forward. So from that point of view, the have men that can cause problems, hopefully they will play a wee bit more attacking as well. And if they do it, it'll make it all into a good game.
And Kieran McGeaney, four championship debutants. What do you make of the Armagh selection?
There were talk of injuries with Armagh too, you know, but the full-back lane looks very strong. Brian Hughes, the goalkeeper, you know, he played well, made a few mistakes along the way, which can happen, but he's in there now, and, you know, if he can get... kick-outs are so important. If he can place his kick-outs, he has three good men in front of him, James Morgan, Charlie Vernon, and Paul Hughes. Brendan Donaghy's back at centre-half, which is a big plus. You know, in the latter stages of the league, he played really well. We have two young men in the middle of the field, Sheridan and Grimley. Grimley was playing really well. I think his best position might be actually wing-half forward, where he can move up and down the field all day.
Is he from the famous clan, is he?
No, not in East Mumbai. He's from Madden, a different clan altogether, but a good forward. And then if you look at young Oisin O'Neill, my own club man here, only 20 in there at centre-half, what a big task for him. He's Aidan Falker and Rory Grugan, either side, both sort of ball players. And in the inside lane, I think this is where Armagh can win the game if we can get the ball in. Jamie, Stephen Campbell and Andrew Murnaghan, you know, three ball winners, three finishers. You know, Murnaghan can jump to unbelievable heights when he's springing for a ball. Very unselfish, lays it off. And Soup Campbell, on his day, he's as good a forward as there is in the country. He's a player for the big occasion. If those boys, I keep saying, get the ball in early, you know, definitely I think we can win this by 4 or 5 points.
No Kiernan on the team?
No. We'll have to wait for the next generation. The boys are all playing for the club now, and club's going well, so... It's disappointing that there's nobody there, but that's late. Time moves on, and it's
been a long time. It's been a long time. You could even maybe go back to the 70s, or maybe not.
Yeah, but these things happen. The only good thing I can tell you is I have four grandchildren. There's three of them boys, who knows what the future holds. I'm sure they'll be seen again.
Yeah, well, obviously it's Marma's loss, Cross McLean's gain on the club front anyway.
Yeah, certainly we were disappointed last year. We lost in the championship, but there's a real hunger about them this year, and certainly they'll be really looking forward to the championship this year whenever it comes around.
Tell me, Kieran McGeaney's going to be in the stand tomorrow, and we've seen all the hype and all the talk and all the attention to Davy Fitzgerald last week. Is that going to have any bearing on the game?
No, not really. But I think it's very unfair. The 12 weeks he got seems, but I suppose the powers that be want to send out a message that you can't criticise or verbally abuse officials, which is right, but, you know, I think 12 weeks was a long one. When you've seen Davies compared to Kieran's, it seems very harsh, but it's done. It's just the time I have to get on with it. You know, I sort of happened to stand once or twice myself, and while it's frustrating for me as a manager that you can't be close to the players, the players won't worry about that. Once they get their thoughts across before the game, it's up to the players to go out and perform.
And is Newry worth a point or two to Down?
Yeah, it's a great venue. You know, there's always a great buzz about it. They're hoping for 15,000 there tomorrow, if there is that crowd. You know, but it's who settles early. You know, home venues mean nothing if Armagh score 4 or 5 points early on. So it's who settles first, who gets the first few scores to settle them down, and then teams open up. There is new faces in both teams, and a lot expected of some of the older boys. So, you know, it really is a typical Ulster Championship. I see the bookies have them both at even money. So, you know, we think we can win it. Down think they can win it. Whoever performs, simple as that.
And tell me, just before we let you go, what do you make of the Championship overall? First of all, Ulster.
Well, Ulster's Ulster, you know what I mean? There's a couple of bad games, but, you know, the teams at the start of the year that you fancied are doing well. We fancied Tyrone, while the one easy against Derry, they're not making goal chances, and goals wins matches, and especially tight matches. Donegal have impressed their league campaign, the new players they brought in. If they can keep Michael Murphy fit, certainly that will be a big plus for them. It'll be intriguing with them and Tyrone. Monaghan's the one team now that had a good performance last week. They have a few new faces. Boys are now taking the pressure off the Conor McManus. So Monaghan would move slightly as my favourites now for Ulster. I would have had Tyrone before this, but now Donegal's up and running as well. So it's, as usual, it's going to be intriguing.
Yeah, Jack McCarron has seemed to make a big addition to Monaghan, hasn't he?
He has indeed, and for a poor lad that had so many injuries early on in his career, it's great to see him getting a break, and long may it continue. You know, to have two men inside, every team that ever won anything had two men inside that could share the scores. You know, you look at all the teams that won All-Ireland and won titles that had two men in there that could get the scores, and now Monaghan have that, and hopefully Darren Hughes, who's out with a medial ligament injury, hopefully he'll be back in the championship, and he's another one of those players that would certainly give them a great lift.
I know you're getting around the country in your role as Irish Compromise Rules manager. What do you make of the rest of the championship, say Leinster, Munster, Connacht?
In Connacht, you looked at Galway and Mayo first, and same, that's the way it's going to seem out. Leitrim play Roscommon. Could there be a surprise there? You know, I don't actually think so, but, you know, it would give the championship a lift to see an underdog. You seen Carlow last weekend beating Wexford, and the joy that brought to the county. And one man there, Brendan Murphy, midfielder, was exceptional, and I'll certainly be keeping my eye on him. And anybody else that plays well, it doesn't matter what county you're from, if you perform and play the type of game we want, high fielding, good kicking, that's the sort of boys that we're looking to take into Australia, and certainly the door's open to everybody.
Yeah, and tell me, Leinster, Dublin still...
Yeah, well, without a doubt, they certainly seem to be the team that everybody wants to beat and can't beat. But Kerry showed in the league final that if you bring that intensity to the game and work hard and have scoring forwards, or certainly any team on any given day can be beaten. Whether somebody reaches the standard that Dublin have set and are able to go head-to-head for 70, 75 minutes, that's the test. Dublin seem to be able to take those three, four players off the lane and just get those couple of scores that win matches. Not every county has that talent available, but, you know, they can be beaten.
So. You mentioned Kerry. Are they the biggest challengers?
They probably are at this stage. Mayo, we don't know what they're going to bring to the table. We know they have the players. Finishing power is their problem. Kerry seem to have a good balance. They have a few new young faces in, and with David Moan in the middle of the field playing majestic at the moment and leading the team, certainly they're in with a great shout.
And just back to tomorrow's game, as you said, the Down people think they're going to win. Armagh people don't think they're going to win. Who does Joe Kernan think is going to win?
I honestly think Armagh will win, but I hope we just play that wee bit more direct. If we do, I think there could be 5 or 6 points in it.